Today's best music, Z95.3, Dirty Vegas. Days go by with the Zed Morning Crew. It is 8:21. Week's whipping by. We're up to starts by Thursday already. I'm Darren B. Lamb.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Davis.
I'm Amber Lee.
Lots of fog and cloud out there still, but sunshine ahead. It's going to be a beautiful day. High around 11 right now. It's just 4 degrees.
Is she lying?
Yeah, Amber's lying.
Amber's lying. She didn't say anything yet. But you've got her peg. Okay, there's this new game we found at Chapters the other day. Down on Robson Street there. We spent a lot of our time there. It's ID Quest, the lie detector game. It's going to be hot for the holidays. Families are going to so get into big battles over this one. And the inventors of it are here with us this morning. John Blazinski and Dan Tibbs. Morning, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey!
Hey!
Dan wants some donuts, by the way.
Yeah, Dan. So Dan's the cut.
Yeah.
And what about yourself, John? What's your background?
I'm an engineer, electrical engineer, and I teach calculus at college.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are old friends?
Well, we're old.
No, we're not friends. We have to work together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one day you just decided, hey, let's make a game?
Yeah, it was interesting. I met Dan coincidentally at a bar a few years ago. And I was chatting him up about some interesting stuff. And then a couple years later, I had the chance to play with some devices that monitored a lot of the parameters that the polygraph did. And I was playing with these kids. And it was just phenomenal. It was went down around 6 o'clock at night, and I said, I'm going to play this game with the university kids. And we were playing the game for a while. I said, okay, guys, I got to go. I got to meet a buddy of mine at the gym at 8 o'clock. And I looked at my watch, and it was midnight. I was like, wow, deja vu, because that's exactly how I was introduced to Trivial Pursuit.
Yes.
So I remembered the meeting with Dan, and he was actually quite bright. Interesting conversation.
How about that, Dan?
Oh, man, I said that without... You couldn't hear the quiver in my throat? Anyway.
Good thing you don't have the lie detector on right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, I called him up, and I said, I want to make a handheld lie detector, and I want to build it for consumer use. He calls me back on my voicemail, says, can't be done, too expensive, and people won't be able to figure out how to use it. Call him back. He says, I called him back, and I said, I know I can make it cheaply. That's my forte. And I want to put it into a party game. Dan called me back, and boom, he says, I want a piece of it. He says, I can't go to a party without being inundated with questions about polygraph.
Is it too late for us to get a piece of this? we think it's a good idea, too.
Okay, we're looking for investors.
How do you know that it's like a real lie detector? I mean, is it like the ones that they use when they're, questioning criminals?
Well, that's why John got a hold of me. I was a polygraph examiner for the police service in our local area.
I'm
working for the police service and doing polygraphs. I'd been a detective for 15 years, and I went to the Canadian Police College in Ottawa and became a polygraph examiner.
So it's the real thing.
It works on the same premise as a real polygraph instrument.
Too fun.
John and Dan are here from ID Quest, the lie detector game. And I think we're going to probably give it a go here and have a test.
We love games. I mean, it's cool. If you think about Canada, we have kind of a rich history now with Trivial Pursuit being one of the most popular board games in the world.
Right,
and now
the
here we
region.
Go with another one.
Actually, Ed Werner, one of the main guys from Trivial Pursuit, just lives down the road from us, and he's been a lot of help.
Oh, cool.
He must have a big house.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. His garage is bigger than my house.
I'll bet. Okay, so we know how to lie, but I don't know if we know how to play the game.
Okay, I brought an instrument here with me, and it's, I just turned it on. It's showing all the lights are working. It's got a light bar graph across the front of it that lights up and shows you all the lights are working. I pulled two questions, not exactly at random like you're supposed to in the regular game, because we're picking on you a little bit, Darren. And your questions are going to be, do you think you belong to the superior sex? And the second question is going to be, have you ever lied to anyone about the size of a part of your body?
Right, okay.
We don't need the lie detector for either of those.
Aaron and Amber, which of those two questions do you think is going to give him the highest emotional response?
I probably the lie about the size of
I think so.
A part
really?
Of your body.
Okay,
so yeah. I don't know.
Therefore, I'll ask that one second. I need you to put your two fingers on those two little dots right there.
What, these big fingers?
Those big fingers, yeah.
Are those the biggest fingers you've ever seen? Lights.
So everybody should know
that. The first time it flashes and I ask you the question, is your name Darren?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
now
we've
got four
here.
Lights showing there, which means that you're quite a good responder and we're getting a good response from you already. And the second light goes off and I ask, are you ready to play the game?
Yes.
A little apprehensive about that.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Well, you don't
Nothing's
have to yell.
Happening.
It goes by you.
I thought maybe you couldn't hear me.
Okay, first question is, do you think you belong to the superior sex?
Oh, God. You're a detective.
Answer.
You're going to be able to investigate this when they kill me? Well, you know what? No, I don't. No, I can't have a baby.
Okay.
No.
And the next question is, have you ever lied to anyone about the size of a part of your body? You got to have a reaction to that
No.
One.
Nothing.
He's dead.
Why is there?
Oh,
yeah.
He beat it.
I don't have to.
No, the thing is, he has spent years and years working to beat the lie detector.
Well, either that or he's a sociopath. So.
Well, there okay. You go.
Oh,
what's it going to be?
On the lights there. You didn't light up any lights on either of those two questions. But normally, the first one, when I asked you your name, you had a response of about four lights. So I was expecting some lights to show up there.
No, but nothing.
Okay, let Amber or Aaron ask me a question then.
Okay, good.
Oh, they're going to look. Oh, it might be faulty.
No, let's try Aaron.
We've got another one, though, you guys.
Let's do Aaron.
Okay.
Okay.
Lights are on.
Now, as I said, you guys, we should let everybody know, though, that this machine actually comes in the box along with the questions. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It is brilliant.
Yeah. Amber's picked
two
for you.
You can also make up your own questions, too.
Okay.
I like this one.
Read them on the air.
Okay, this is make up your own question. Aaron, have you ever faked an orgasm?
Now, geez, okay. And what's the second
there
one?
There we go.
And more importantly, have you ever had a real orgasm? And do we really care?
No, let's get to it. These are the tough questions. Inquiring minds want to know.
Okay, Amber, and what's the really biting question you have?
Do you hear voices that others do not?
When I'm faking an orgasm?
Yeah. Was George Clooney just talking to you?
Exactly.
All right, so which one's going to bug her more, you think? Which one, Amber?
I think it's got to be the fake your orgasm.
Okay, left hand palm up.
Okay, well, I want to put that on. John and Dan from ID Quest, the lie detector gamer here. I'm going to test Aaron now, okay. See.
Is your name Aaron?
Yes.
Oh, Aaron with
spotted.
An E.
Yes.
Huge. Good.
She lit up.
She's alive. There you go.
She's still lighting up lights.
Okay, baby, let her rap.
Are you ready to play the game?
Yes.
Big apprehension there. She's lighting up four lights again.
Hold that thing up to the mic. Let him see the lights.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there they're brilliant. They're in my eyes.
Bring it down so we can see them. Okay.
Do you hear voices others do not? Oh, God. Five lights.
No!
Oh, no, but it didn't actually go off.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
No!
That's a lie.
they're both major lies, but anyway.
There's smoke coming out of that device.
You know what? She had the highest response.
To the first one.
The first one.
Yeah, she did. The voices.
I think we have a problem with that.
Well, you were right, Lambert. Yeah. Clooney is with me.
Yeah, flashes your score. On the second one, you lit four lights. And it'll go back on the first one, you lit five lights. So But they were both huge responses.
Yeah, why did you respond so highly to that? Is there something you're thinking about?
Well, of course I have faked an orgasm. I wanted to check and make sure it worked.
And that one doesn't even bother you. That's
what about
problem.
The voices one, though?
Well, do I hear voices? I work in radio, so I've got the microphone. Yeah, I've got the headset on all the time.
Oh, that's a smart response. That's what I'd use. Yeah.
What are these voices telling you to do? Fake orgasms?
Exactly.
You know, it's bizarre. We won't even be talking to her in the same room. We'll come in and she'll be chatting away. She likes to talk.
She's screaming though in herself.
So it's not a PG game. We should let people know that you can have fun with your whole family with this. There's great questions like, have you ever tried on someone's false teeth? Have you ever put gum in someone's hair? Just lots of fun.
Well, the majority of the questions are all based on things that everybody does. So initially you're embarrassed, but then you're in a party environment and everybody's talking about going through the medicine cabinet when they visit. And they go, why do I do that? It's the first thing I do. So they're all based on things that everybody does. So you're initially embarrassed, but after a while, you're talking about the coolest things you'd never expect talking to people about.
We call it social animator.
It really brings people together. We were really shocked when we started testing it. We were surprised how everybody got together on the issues.
You know, it does not get any easier being a teenager today. Coming home Saturday night, but that mom and dad sitting at the kitchen table.
No,
we were very careful. There's no real incriminating questions in here.
Yeah, but
nothing's going to, no divorces.
Make up their own.
As you say, they can't make up their own.
Yeah, you had to pull that one.
I know.
They were responding then highly because they weren't expecting their mother and father to ask them such an embarrassing question.
And we do have that question in there, the orgasm one, but we've a little more tactful. We worded it, have you ever faked enjoyment?
Oh!
We're going to have hours of fun with
this. That might have been a little more appropriate on the air.
ID Quest. It's the lie detector game. We got it at Chapters downtown. You can get it at any Chapters location. It's going to be hot this holiday season. John Blazinski, Dan Tibbs, co-creators of the game. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We mean that. It's 8:30.
Zed 95.3. Get your butt out of bed.